Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Nikki Bandera joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, my friend.
Hi, my friend. So good to talk to you.
You too.
So Project Polly, this started during the pandemic, March of 2020. It's a time that I don't think many of us will forget for a long time to come. And tell everybody what you started doing during the pandemic when it comes to cooking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid just like I decided to focus my time on feeding people. We had made this video. My idea was that we're going to feed 20 families, and we ended up feeding 3,500 families that first round.
Out of her kitchen, Carson. I need to be very clear about this. This was like her and her in her kitchen.
Right.
Yeah. And our whole concept was that, you know, there were kind of like pantries set up that they were asking people to leave their homes, and it was a scary time. We didn't know what was going on. So we actually delivered all those meals. We had amazing volunteers so that that would be on people's doorstep.
And how has it evolved since then?
Yeah. So throughout that process, had met people here where I live who had founded these amazing organizations who are really doing the work, right? And I never heard of them. And I felt like most people probably felt the same way as me. So I wanted to raise funds and awareness for those organizations. So that same tomato that I had on all the bags that we were feeding families with, we put them on beanie hats. So each different color hat now represents a different charitable organization, about half of those being local to Boston. And we work with 32 of them now.
So it's interesting. Lana and I went to dinner a couple of weeks ago, and we live in Charlestown. We walked over, and we always walk down Prince Street. It's the quickest way to go to the restaurant we were going to. And there sits this little boutique, all of these hats with tomatoes on them. And we had no idea what it was. We looked. We walked in for a minute. It looked adorable. It was crowded. And then we turned around and walked out and went off to our thing. I said, wow, that's a brand I've never heard of. Until this morning when Kennedy said you were coming on the show and I was doing the research. I'm like, oh my God, that's that store.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And so, so you can go in and pick the beanie based on which charitable organization you want to give to.
Yeah.
Yes. We have a menu that kind of matches up color to each organization. And it's like this crazy fun thing because everyone asks you, why the heck do you have a tomato on your head? And you're able to speak about that organization, kind of get that more recognition. And for us, unlike a lot of other organizations or another brand, is that we kind of hope that the work starts when you buy the hat. So we hope that people work with organizations well beyond their purchase of the hat, you know?
And you just had kind of a big thing happen with Ocean Spray. Can you discuss?
Yes. So we were contacted. So every year, the only time we're still physically feeding families at Thanksgiving, you know, it's been my goal throughout Project Polly that we feed families in the same way that we feed our own. So we do a big giant turkey in a pan to cook it in and all fresh vegetables. We do diapers and sheets, and it's really incredible. Primarily for families that are survivors of domestic violence. So last year around this time, I had been contacted by Ocean Spray. And so for the past year, we have been working on this collaboration. Ocean Spray, we did a beautiful collaboration hat that's available online and at our shop. And they are also going to be supporting us with $50,000 to feed families in Boston.
Wow. That's so a lot of cranberries.
Like, I saw you, you know, doing the promo shoot for this, and you're like standing at a cranberry bog, just like the commercials are. And I'm like, oh my God, that's my friend.
So iconic. And, you know, on all of these calls over the past year, it's like I'm crying every time, because to have this amazing brand like Ocean Spray that's so just iconic Boston, to have them see us, see our work, support our work, and care about the city and the place that they exist, it's like incredible.
Okay, so if people want to find out about Project Pauly, go to their website, projectpauly.com, projectpauly.com. Yep. Check out all of the beanies. There's the store on Prince Street in the North End. Is that the only store?
Yep, that is the only store right now. So it's at 42 Prince Street. Very cute.
Yeah, it's an adorable store. You just walk by it and it just makes you smile, because you're like, why are there all of these hats with tomatoes on them?
Why do I need all of that?
I know, exactly.
Yes, and that's the whole point of it. It's like, to kind of do this seamlessly and with joy, right? Mm. Like to support the community that we exist within, where they need us, which is our job, right?
Nikki Bandera from Project Pauly. Again, projectpauly.com. And now you and everybody over at Project Pauly are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
I love you guys so much. Thank you.
I'm so proud of you, my friend. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. Love you. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Kennedy, say good morning to Macy from Boylston.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she has now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. A list of spooky movies that are set on Halloween night include Terrifier, Late Night with the Devil, and Hocus Pocus. Where is Hocus Pocus set?
Salem.
Shawn Mendes is still figuring out his sexuality. He says, and I quote, "I don't really know sometimes, and I know other times, and it feels really scary because we live in a society that has a lot to say about that." Which pop star did Shawn Mendes date for a couple of years?
I'm going to go with Camila Cabello.
12 years ago today in 2012, Disney purchased George Lucas's production company, Lucasfilm, for over $4 billion. It included the rights to Lucas... hugely popular movie franchises, name them both.
Star Wars and Star Trek.
Question number four. Panic at the Disco will reunite for the 2025 When We Are Young Festival. Name this Panic at the Disco song. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
High Hopes.
Question number five. Quentin Tarantino really liked Joker, Folie à Deux, and says Joaquin Phoenix's acting was some of the best he's ever seen in his life. True or false, Quentin Tarantino has never won an Oscar. True or false?
Ooh. False.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're heading into the Green Line, heading into work.
I sure am.
You see those new Green Line trains they got sitting down at City Hall Plaza?
I haven't seen them in person, but I saw some pictures online. They look very cool.
They look really, really nice. You can go down there and walk through it and then tell people if what you like or don't like about it, too. They want your opinion if you're a Green Line rider.
I'll have to check it out. I take it every day.
Kennedy, Macy got 4 out of 5 Woo! Correct.
All right.
Yep. These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Much like the Green Line.
Can be a challenge.
A list of spooky movies that are set on Halloween night include Terrifier, Late Night with the Devil, and Hocus Pocus. Where is Hocus Pocus set?
Salem.
Tied to one. Shawn Mendes still figuring out his sexuality. He says, I don't really know sometimes, and I know other, and it feels really scary because we live in a society that has a lot to say about that. Mm. Which pop star did Shawn Mendes date for a couple of years?
Camila Cabello.
Tied at two. 12 years ago today in 2012, Disney purchased George Lucas production company Lucasfilm. They paid over $4 billion for it. It included the rights to his hugely popular movie franchises. Can you name them both?
Which director?
George Lucas.
So George Lucas is Star Wars.
Okay. That's one of the two. You have to name them both.
Indiana Jones?
3-2, question number four. Panic at the Disco will reunite for the 2025 When We Were Young Festival. Name this Panic at the Disco song.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Ha ha, hopes.
4-3, question number five. Quentin Tarantino really liked Joker Folie à Deux. He says Joaquin Phoenix acting was some of the best that he's ever seen in his life. True or false, Quentin Tarantino has never won an Oscar. True or false?
True?
False. He's won twice. Pulp Fiction and Django Unchained. 4-4 is the final.
For what?
Best original screenplay.
Ah, dang it.
4-4 is the final score. Kennedy, you get to win
well
with the tie.
Well done, friend. Well done.
Yeah, you both did really, really good. You don't get the cash, but you are going to get a pair of tickets to see Derek Hough dance for the holidays on November 6th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Incredible. Thank you so much.
And you can get to the Box Center Wang Theater without having to take the van line. That's a win for everybody. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Macy from Boylston, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So October is National Women's Small Business Month. It is, Kennedy, a time to recognize the invaluable contributions of women-owned businesses and the remarkable strides female entrepreneurs have made across industries.
That's it.
As so many women break barriers, I think it's important to highlight them, and we want to do it on the show this morning. And we're going to start first with somebody that we know very closely, Kennedy.
Yep.
My wife, Lana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of boss ladies.
I mean, building an empire. Get out of the way.
Lana, tell everybody about your women-owned small business.
I own a custom embroidery business located in Charlestown. We do everything from school uniform logos to corporate logos. We've done stuff for Mix.
Did stuff for the Olympics?
Yes, we've done the Olympics.
No big deal.
We partner with a lot of businesses, and we'll do anything from one item to 1,000 items. I mean, for the Olympics, we did 5,000, but I think that's what's unique about our embroidery business is that you don't have to have a minimum, you know, if you want to have one of something done.
And I have gotten things from Lana, and it's so personal. Lana made me a sweatshirt with an embroidered Elvis on it, my dog Elvis.
Yes.
And when I tell you, it looks just like him, mm-hmm. and it means so much to me. That's the personalization that Lana gives, and that's what I love.
Oh, thanks so much. And that's part of the business, how the business started, was making like one-off unique things. And I'll never get away from doing that, even if we are doing, you know, 5,000 Olympic hats. We still want to, you know, do those custom unique gifts.
Amazing.
All right, give a plug to where people can find you.
At our brand new website, BostonBellEmbroidery.net. Or, I'm sorry, .com. I used to be .net.
Lana, is Carson a good or bad employee?
Well, I have a new website, and he is not my new website guy anymore.
I got fired as a website guy.
He did get fired from doing the website for Boston.
She's
Bell.
Moving on up.
All right.
Amazing. Yeah.
Boston
Thank
Bell.
You guys so much.
All right. Bye, Lana. Yeah, it's Boston Bell, BELLE. So, like, you know, Southern Bell.
Yeah.
Turping.
I'll make a post for all of this.
Right. You can
afterwards.
Also find her on Instagram
at BostonBell02. 1229.
Right, which is the zip code for Charlestown. Wendy is from Hull. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, guys.
And you started your own pest control company. Tell us the name and tell us about it.
It's Knockout Pest Control, Inc. I worked in pest control for 18 years, and after the pandemic, you kind of rethink things, and I jumped into it 2 feet, and it was a rough 6 months not having any accounts. And, you know, 3 years later, I'm still plugging along, and my employee starts on Monday, so now there'll be two of us.
That's amazing.
It's been a challenge.
That's awesome. Lana just hired her third, like, she has one full-time employee, another woman, and then she just hired a second part-time employee.
So exciting.
When you start to bring in those other people, and I imagine there's not a lot of women that own pest control businesses.
There wasn't a lot of women when I started. I used to go to accounts and they say, you're a girl, and I'm like, yep. You know, and you kind of have to earn their trust, but, you know, stepping out and, you know, being I hate to say a one-man show, and, you know, hitting
you're
these bigger accounts. One-woman show.
Thank you.
And so it was a lot, because they're like, well, it's just you. And I said, yeah, but just, you know, give me a shot. And then when I started getting the bigger accounts, then the word of mouth just hit. And so, you know, my business is kind of growing itself right now, which is kind of nice. But, you know, you still, you know, need to go to the next level, and sometimes you feel like you're kind of stuck.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to the future, and, you know, I mean, it's just making a personal touch in pest control and making it affordable that, you know, people can actually afford it.
Where can we find
contract.
You? Do you have a website, Instagram? Tell us where we can find you.
So, knockoutpestcontrolinc.com.
Perfect.
Wendy, my girlfriend is absolutely terrified of spiders. I'm going to take your number down.
I know. I heard that segment. I was cracking up.
How are you with rat control in Quincy?
It's mice. They're just little tiny mice. It's all right. Thank you, Wendy, so very much.
Yes, thank you. That's great.
There's just thousands of little tiny mice.
Julie's from Plymouth, owns three small businesses. Holy smokes.
When do you sleep?
Just barely. I have a coffee maker on my nightstand for a reason. So it gets me up and moving.
Julie, tell us about your small businesses. What do you focus on?
Sure. So my first small business was wedding and event planning. And over the years, the CrossFit gym that I went to, I had the opportunity to take it over. So I can work from home. I get to work out every day with great people, where it's a women-owned CrossFit gym. We definitely are not the norm where everyone pictures all these CrossFit dudes. I think we're 85% women members, which is really fun, which means it's really clean, you know, because women tend to clean a lot.
Are you saying men are slobs? Because we are.
Right? And my third business that my best friend and I started 3 years ago is Brews and Sips. My last name's Brewster, her last name's Cipolo. So we are a mobile bar service. We have two horse trailer bars, and that's really taken off pretty much out of control faster than we can keep up with it, which is a great thing. So that can help support, you know, the other businesses when things, you know, tides ebbs and flow, like someone else said during COVID, you know, things are tough. But the bar business has been so successful that it's actually helped launch my fourth business, which I didn't tell you about. But this one is a nonprofit called Plymouth Pink. I had breast cancer in 2020 and have been wanting to be able to give back. And I launched it on Sunday at the gym, where all three of my businesses come together, because we had the bar there. We had a workout. I planned it with my event planning, and we raised $4,000 to start this nonprofit.
That is awesome.
It's amazing and perfect for October, right?
Two things. Where can we find all of your businesses? And then I need you to email me later so we can get you on the Good Vibe Tribe for Plymouth Pink.
Okay. Yes. No, because I would love Plymouth Pink is what I'm really trying to launch the most.
All right. How do we find
you? That's the biggest plug I want. So if you just Google my name, Julie Brewster Plymouth, everything shows up, because it's baystatecrossfit.com, brewsandsips.com, eventplannersofplymouth.com, and then Plymouth Pink. I haven't launched anything yet, but bought the domain.
Got it.
Wow, that is amazing.
Baller.
I'm worn out just listening to what Julie's schedule must be.
She's probably got kids too and stuff
right.
And a real life to go along with.
Like that stuff you talk about with your friends. Like,
right.
My name's Brewster. Your name's Cipolo. Brews and Sips. We got to do a mobile bar.
But you never
and then
do
she
it.
She did it. Like, and it's huge. That's incredible.
All right, we are celebrating women this morning who are small business owners for Women's Small Business Owners Month. 617-931-1234. We're going to talk to Seth from Boston and Leah from Pembroke. Coming up next.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So October is Women's Small Business Month. We're talking to female entrepreneurs of small businesses on the show this morning. A text from the 508. You're doing such a nice thing to help out these small businesses today. But remind them, let them know there's a new government form that needs to be filled out by the end of the year. Otherwise, they will get big fines each day. It's called the Beneficial Ownership Information Report. I know. Hey, we're here to help out. We want to make sure you're making all the monies and the government's not getting it. So go look that up if you need to look that up and you're a small business owner. Let's see. We have Amy. We have Seth and Amy. So Seth called in. It's her sister that owns the business. And while she was on hold, she did a conference call with her sister. So Seth and Amy, you're both there, correct?
Yes,
we are.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. So Seth, you're the sister.
I'm going to let Amy talk, though.
Yeah, Amy, tell us about your business. What is it?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me this morning, guys. My business is Tiny Farmhouse by Amy McCoy. I'm an illustrator and a designer, and I make a bunch of cute, colorful designs, and I have a gift and stationery company with all my designs.
Oh, I love to buy cards and paper things.
Did you say Tiny Farmhouse? Is that the name of the business?
That's the name of the business, but my digital life is complicated, so my website is amymccoy.com.
Amy McCoy.
Yeah, M-C-C-O-Y, yep.
All right,
and I had participated in this entrepreneurship program with Boston Public Market and Citizens Bank, and I had to pitch. We had the opportunity to pitch for a space in Boston Public Market earlier this year, and I was awarded the space. So I'm also at Boston Public Market.
That is
good
so
for you.
Cool.
Thank you. I'm stoked. It's really awesome.
You know, I'm looking. This stuff is beautiful. I can tell you now. My wife's going to buy that lemon tea towel. She loves a good tea towel with lemons on it. Custom embroidery would look good on these.
Custom embroidery. I know.
Bringing people together.
I'm going to have to connect you.
Partnership.
Yes.
I do.
I love. As an illustrator, they were probably like, "Stop doodling in class. It's not going to get you anywhere." And it got you to the Boston Public Market.
Take that.
100%.
All right. Well, Seth and Amy, thank you ladies both for coming on. So it's amymccoy.com if you want to find everything there from Tiny Farmhouse. Again, Amy, AmyMccoy.com. The stuff is great. There's cards. There's tea towels. The illustrations are fantastic.
I love it so much.
Yeah, I love the cards with the little blue dogs on it. That's adorable, too. All right, let's see. I have Leah. Good morning, Leah.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Leah's from Malden, and tell us about the seagull nest.
Pembroke.
Oh, Pembroke, sorry. Nope. That's the wrong one. You have a dog grooming business, correct?
Yep.
What's it called?
So it's the Dog's Den. It's in Pembroke, Mass.
And what sort of things do you do? All dogs, big dogs, little dogs, you do it all?
We do all dogs. So it's started out with grooming in 2005, and 10 years later, we added daycare. So now we're doing grooming and daycare, and we've been open for going on to our 20th year.
Wow.
That is so great. What's the website? Where do we find you?
So we're on Facebook, and it's thedogsdengrooming.com.
Doggy daycare. Getting paid to watch dogs all day is like a dream.
I've been doing it for 20 years and still like going to work, so... That's a win.
Fantastic.
Yeah, all your employees are so excited to see you.
I know.
Like, oh my God, she's back again.
Oh my God. I'm going to be clean today. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm going to lick your face.
I like it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Leah.
Yeah, thank you. Again, Leah from Pembroke, and it is the Dog's Den. Look them up on Facebook. Maria is from Salem, and Maria wants to pay it forward a little bit. What's this about, Maria?
Hi, my name is Maria, and I live in Salem, like you said. And I have two friends who got me through the opening of my small businesses, and they have their own. And as women, we really need to support each other, and sometimes talking about other people is better. So I have two friends. Robin owns Boards for Days, and it is a mobile charcuterie company. And she is the cutest little charcuterie cart that she can bring to your house or business and make custom charcuterie. And then my other friend, her name is Jen, and she owns Little Crummy Bake Shop. And she makes, when I say the best stuffed cookies, macarons, and custom cakes. Absolutely amazing women, hardworking, and they deserve to be celebrated.
Does she have a website?
Yes, Boards littlecrummybyfourdays.com and littlecrummy, C-R-U-M-B-Y, bakeshop.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
Then what is your small business? I got to let you do a plug for yours.
I own Bubble Bar Boston and Bubble Bar Boston on Main.
We love that.
It's very admirable that you had a chance on this platform and you used it to plug other women. That's awesome.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Maria.
All right. Thank you,
Maria.
Bye. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Andrea from Deerfield, New Hampshire.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, your 12-year-old daughter's in the car. What's her name?
Elsia.
Elsia?
Yep.
Good morning, Elsia.
Good morning.
What are you, a senior in high school?
We act like it. Seventh grade.
Seventh grade, okay.
Do the people I work with act like high school seniors.
Hey, shrapnel.
I was going to say seventh grade. But, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Five trivia questions. They're all about pop culture stuff. If you answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. Kennedy, with 5,813 wins, 425 losses. Are you ready?
Played this game once or twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kanye West has finally settled his legal issues with the shoe company that dropped him for making anti-Semitic comments. Which company dropped him and his Yeezy brand?
Adidas.
Nelly is relaunching its famous Apple Bottom Jeans brand. It was very popular with women back in the 2000s, even spawning these lyrics. Shouty had them Apple Bottom Jeans, the boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. Which song is that from?
Looking at her, hit the floor. Shorty, I don't know the name of it. I thought it was Apple Bottom Jeans, but...
All right, question number three. Actor Henry Winkler turned 79 today. He played the Fonz on Happy Days. Later in life, he played Coach Klein, a losing college football coach with no confidence, in which Adam Sandler movie?
The Water Boy.
You Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Question number four. Morgan Wallen just dethroned Shaboozy at the top of Billboard's Hot 100 chart. Morgan's song, Love Somebody, is now number one, ending a 15-week run at the top by Shaboozy. It is Morgan's third number one. Can you name one of his other two number one songs?
I don't know anything by Morgan Wallen.
I know, I don't like her.
All right.
No, sorry, we don't listen to country.
Question number five. The host of Jeopardy apologized to a female contestant for a sexist clue that aired. Who is the host of Jeopardy?
Blossom there. Maya, I don't know how to say her name.
Okay.
But she played Blossom on television.
I got you. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
We still lost.
I went to a giant fair in Deerfield not too long ago. Does your entire town just shut down while that's happening?
It sure does. No school, no nothing. No town, no offices open. The only thing that's opened is our one gas station.
It was an awesome fair. I had a great time.
Kennedy, Andrea, and Elsia, excuse me, got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, my friend.
Oh, yikes.
What the skibbity toilet, Mom. Here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. Kanye West has finally settled his legal issue with the shoe company that dropped him for making anti-Semitic comments. Which company dropped him and his Yeezy brand?
Adidas.
Tied at one. Nelly is relaunching his famous Apple Bottom Jeans brand.
Boots with the fur?
It was very popular with women back in the early 2000s, even spawning these lyrics.
Oh, sorry.
We'll get there.
Shouty had them Apple Bottom Jeans, the boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. Which song is that from?
Next thing I know, she already got low.
Who had their apple bottom jeans?
She.
2-1, question number 3. Actor Henry Winkler, 79, today he played the Fonz on Happy Days. Later in life, you played Coach Klein, a losing college football coach with no confidence. In which Adam Sandler movie?
The Water Boy.
3-2.
You can do it!
It's our brains sometimes are crazy because Dan and I picked different quotes from that movie, mm-hmm. but you and I picked the same one, and you were in a different
room.
Oh, I said Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Oh, that's a deep cut.
Yeah. You can do it.
That's the good one.
3-2, well, question like number Rob 4. Schneider. Morgan Wallen just dethroned Shaboozy atop the Billboard Hot 100 chart. His song Love Somebody is now number 1. It is Morgan's third number 1 song. Can you name one of the other two?
I Had Some Help.
And Last Night. That is correct. 4-2. Question number 5. The host of Jeopardy apologized to a female contestant for a sexist clue that aired. Who is the host of Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings. What was it? Do you know?
It was a rhyming thing, and it was like a real...
It wasn't good.
It was like men don't make passes at blank, and the answer was girls who wear glasses. And the woman who answered it was wearing glasses. And Ken was like, that's our bad. That seems that feels a bit problematic.
Good for you, Ken.
He's like, whoever wrote that is going to get a talking to.
Good for you, Ken.
Oh, he apologized live while it was happening? Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
It was clear. He was like, that probably shouldn't have got through.
Right.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Dan.
5-2. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, ladies. You don't get the cash, but we do really appreciate you listening and playing. Althea just can't stop laughing at her mom for only getting 2 out of 5, right?
Now.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Andrea and Althea and Tiffany Kennedy.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
New York kid, bases loaded, 2 out. Cranks a ball, deep left field, Volpe with redemption! Perfect price, perfect time, just what they needed.
Not what I wanted to talk about this morning was the New York Yankees winning a baseball game last night in Game 4 of the World Series. So right now it's 3-1. Game 5 is tonight, and Kennedy's boyfriend, Mr. X, who we know nothing about except that he's probably a spy somewhere in the world right now doing things that we can only dream about doing, spying on spy things. He's also a New York Yankees fan.
He is indeed.
And we were concerned about
Nobody's perfect, Kennedy.
Yeah, can't help where you're born, buddy.
I know. We were worried about him because they were down 3-0.
Yeah, you guys wanted me to give him a wellness check. And, right. I appreciate that about you, that I know how much you hate the Yankees, but you care.
Have you been talking to him, or have you been like giving him a space during the World Series?
I don't talk about baseball with that man.
No?
All right, so here he is before the game begins.
Okay, so...
By the way, we do change Mr. X's voice, obviously, with him being a spy. We can't just throw his
Correct.
Voice out there.
Anonymity.
Okay, so it's like half hour before game time, and I made a decision. I'm not going to watch the game.
What?
I'm going to listen to it on the radio. Mostly because I just can't stand Freddie Freeman's face, but the Yankees always win when it's on the radio. That's what I've decided. Okay.
All right. I support radio.
We do.
Yeah, I don't hate somebody listening to the radio.
Yep.
But it's so funny. Baseball, out of all the sports, has like the most superstitious
Correct.
Fans out of any
Without
of them.
Without question.
So he thinks if he listens to the radio and doesn't watch it, that will make the Yankees win.
Correct.
And he doesn't like Freddie Freeman's face. Freddie Freeman plays for the Dodgers. He's
gathered.
Got beautiful teeth, Kennedy. He's a good-looking man.
I get it.
He also hits dingers.
All right. And then he starts to listen and then says he can't.
Yeah, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
Oh, I've been there as a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, I don't know if I can keep doing this. Literally, like, what, three? I I just I might go to bed. All right, I'll I don't know. We'll sing you a song tomorrow morning or something.
So, he was concerned that he wouldn't have content, and well,
they,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, they went down pretty early in the game. I think they were down 2-0 pretty quickly in that game.
Right.
The pure strife he's going through emotionally.
All right. This next one I think will anger many a Red Sox person, Boston person, and he's such an intelligent man, but this math doesn't math for me.
I mean, you guys did this for 86 years? God, no wonder you drive the way you do.
Okay. Unnecessary.
I mean, they've won 27 World Series, so yeah. It's, when's the last time they won? Has it been that long?
2009, Kennedy.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long.
There are 15-year-olds walking around New York that have never seen a Yankees game.
I mean, you guys did this for 86 years?
Sure did.
God, no wonder you drive the way you do.
Suck it up, Buttercup. I'm glad your team's losing.
And then apparently you guys, he decided to go to sleep and not listen to the rest of the game or watch
really?
It or however he was doing it.
What
and
kind
so
of fan is he?
Well, I think he was trying to protect his mental health. So this last one came in, I think at like the email came to me at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So here it is.
Okay, so I just woke up and I guess the Yankees won tonight, and maybe if you really just don't care so much about the game, that all works out. I gotta think about this one.
Life lessons. If you don't care as much,
it just
they win.
Works out.
It just works out.
Yeah, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
So he went to bed because they were losing and he was stressed out and he woke up and they won?
That's my understanding. I mean, I haven't talked to him between then and now, but that's my understanding. I would assume he just said, you know what, I can't do it. I don't want the strife in my life.
So if the superstition holds, he'll have to sleep through every World Series game if he wants the Yankees to win.
He'll have to watch the first part on the listen to the first part of the radio and then go to sleep.
He can never watch another Yankees game, Kennedy.
Well, at least not the whole thing.
I think you're winning in this one. From the 518, I'm a diehard Yankees fan, born and raised in New York, who has lived in Massachusetts for 14 years. Mr. X is me and my brother via text every World Series game.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
So I know you're dating a Yankees fan, yep. But you're rooting for the Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I don't know if I can sit next to you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It's Women's Small Business Month, and we wanted to hear from women that own small businesses, help them promote it, help them talk about it, help them plug it, help them get some more business, and share their story. We did this earlier this morning. It just went so well. We wanted to come back and revisit it again because hearing your stories really was, to
inspiring.
Me, it was. It was very inspiring. It was just like a great hour of radio listening to these stories and women supporting other women in their endeavors as well. So we're going to talk to Stephanie, who's from Bridgewater with Get in Shape for Women. Is that the name of the business, right?
Yes, it is.
Tell us all about it.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on. I listen to you guys every morning.
Well, you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. So I own a small group training studio for women called Get in Shape for Women in Bridgewater. And our mission is to empower women through body transformation. So what we offer are small group training sessions. And each one consists of a half an hour of strength training and a half an hour of cardio. We offer accountability through scheduled appointments. And we also talk about nutrition because that's 80% of the battle. But we're more than just a gym. We're a true community of ladies. I have women from 25 to 70 years old. My oldest client actually is 80. So we have a lot of fun. I have a group of great trainers. And if you're in the Bridgewater area, you know, you can sign up for a free session on my website.
Stephanie, have you just seen the confidence grow in the women that you've helped over time?
Oh,
through your
absolutely.
Training?
Absolutely. And I've built some true relationships. I am actually a former client, so I truly believe in the studio. This is how I lost my baby weight. I fell in love with it. I changed careers. So this is truly my passion.
I used to work out at Get in Shape for Women. It was awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Yeah, yes, we are a franchise. So if I'm not near you, there are 25 locations. I should give a little plug to the franchise.
You feel like you're getting personal training without having to spend personal training money. And also, it's small, so you never feel like you're like exposed. Like it's really comfortable space.
Love
it. Good luck, girl.
What is your website
awesome.
Again, Stephanie?
Sure, sure. So it's getinshapewithwomen.com, Bridgewater. Or if you want to see more about my studio, my Facebook page is the place to go, and that's Get in Shape for Women, Bridgewater. But thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. You guys are awesome.
Thanks so much.
Anytime, Stephanie. Thank you for listening. Elizabeth's from Cambridge. She owns a business called Laundromat.
Love it.
Tell everybody what you do.
Thank you guys for having me on. This is great. Laundromat is also BYOD Dog Wash. We have three locations, Cambridge, Newton Center, and South Boston. And it's a self-serve dog wash where you can come wash your own dog. We have all the professional equipment. You do the bathing. We provide everything you need, and then we clean up so you don't have to do that in your house. But we also provide grooming and lots of treats and wares and food for pets.
So here's the funny thing. I know Elizabeth. Elizabeth and I have been friends, I think, a year and a half, 2 years maybe at this point. And I used to go to the one in South Boston all the time when I lived there.
Did you know her then?
No. Oh. I don't think we ever met. But no, I guarantee
I probably passed.
Yeah.
I had a customer that knew you. I remember them telling me about you.
It's so wild.
Was this Elvis or Elwood?
Oh, no, Elvis. Elwood passed before we came here.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, but right. But it's a great place to go, you guys. It's awesome. It's friendly. It's local. So, yeah, 100%. I love what you guys do there.
I've never heard the term BYOD dog wash
Might as well. Mm. They're dirty, but it's taken in your shower? No.
Elizabeth, what is the website? So in case people want to look up Laundromat.
Yeah, it's laundromat.com.
Super simple. LaundroMutt.com. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks so much, girl. I'll see you soon.
Kylie is from Franklin, and she designs shirts specific to something I think you're going to be very interested in, Kennedy. Okay. Tell everybody what you do, Kylie.
So thank you so much. I feel so honored with all these other women. So I actually design shirts and I digitally oil paint art that is for very niche fans of Disney World.
Yes! So, Disney adults, yay! Come for it!
Yes! So you really have to know your stuff. So if I were to say Sarsaparilla's an air cooling or Sally Slater, if you know those references, then you'll get the shirts and the art. So I have met the most amazing people with my shop. Last time I was down in Disney World, I met three people wearing my shirts in the wild. The poor people were like wondering who this crazy woman was running at them. but I've also met, the people, the response. I had one person who messaged me and said that one of the characters was his father's favorite and he had just passed away. So they were so excited. I got pictures of them honoring him. So, you know, it's the happiest place on earth. So I get to meet the happiest people.
Kylie,
so
what is the website for your designs for the Disney stuff?
It's the Quirky Mouse, Quirky. And you can sing it to the song, but that's licensed, so I'm not going to say it.
Oh, my God, you're hilarious. I love it. Thank you so much.
That is great.
Thank you.
All right. I'm looking at the website right now, and I'm loving the stuff.
It's only Disney deep cuts.
Here for Disney deep cuts. Let's go.
All right. One more real quick, Kennedy.
Okay.
This is May from Danvers, and she does psychic readings.
Bring it to me.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm so glad that you guys are having people on. This is awesome. And I also listen to you guys every morning. So hello.
Hi.
I own Journeys Inspired. And I do psychic readings. And there's a bunch of different readings people can pick from. One thing that I offer that I think is really cool is some shorter readings that I'll give to people via a video link. So instead of having to, come somewhere in person, especially towards Salem right now, traffic is not ideal. but everything can be done online. So it's either a video reading or a live video chat reading. But the great thing about the shorter video readings is that you get to keep that video and that's available all the time for you. And it's nice to reference and not have to take notes, basically.
May, what is the biggest misconception about psychics and getting a reading?
I think for the way that I do readings, I'm not the type of person to do things that's like, oh, in 3 months you're going to meet the love of your life right. and their name is going to start with an L. Yeah, right. Like, that's not what I do. The way that I do readings is I use oracle cards, which is similar to tarot cards, but same vein, basically. And it's more of helping people try to, it's a little bit of telling you what you already know, but in a very specific format of like, okay, you know, maybe you need to think more about a specific thing, and here's what's going to be helpful or really important for you. And I really try to focus on the actionable steps for people. So
how can people find you, May?
So you can follow me on social media at Journeys Inspired on Instagram, or the best way is probably the website, which is journeysinspired.com.
Awesome. Thank you for calling
thank
in, Sharon.
So much.
Make sure to check her out.
Thank you.
And thank you for not making people drive to Salem.
It's almost over if you live there. Hang on tight. We're so close.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, please say hey to Emily from Braintree.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too. Thanks.
So you know how this works, Emily. 5 trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And she's now over in that soundproof studio, okay?
All right.
Panic at the Disco will reunite for the 2025 When We Were Young Festival. The bill also includes Blink-182, Avril Lavigne, and Weezer. Which of those sings the song Complicated?
Avril Lavigne.
Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster allegedly spend all their free time together, with sources telling Page Six they are inseparable. She was in a movie this year that grossed over $1 billion. Name the movie.
I do not know.
I thought Hugh Jackman was happily married.
They split up last year.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Question number 3, it's National Candy Corn Day. What are the 3 colors on a piece of candy corn?
White, orange, and yellow.
Candy corn doesn't eat it someday.
Gavin Rossdale turns 59 today. He's the front man for the band Bush, and also ex of which singer with whom he has his kids with?
I think it's Gwen Stefani.
Question number 5. Jimmy Fallon is teaming up with Meghan Trainor, the Jonas Brothers, Dolly Parton, and others for an NBC holiday special. Where in Massachusetts is Meghan Trainor from?
It's probably something I should know, huh? Let's go with Cambridge.
It would help with the game. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy! And only the game, really.
I understand, Emily, that your husband is celebrating his birthday today?
Yes, that is correct. He is.
What's his name?
Casey.
How old is Casey today? Old is the correct answer.
Thanks.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Emily got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend. Well done.
That's not bad. These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Panic at the Disco will reunite for the 2025 When We Were Young Festival. The bill also includes Blink-182, Avril Lavigne, and Weezer. Which of them sings the song Complicated?
Avril.
1-1. Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster allegedly spend all their free time together, with sources telling Page Six they are inseparable.
Yeah, it's been kind of the worst kept secret on Broadway for a couple of years.
Hugh was in a movie this year that grossed over $1 billion. What was it?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
So he's not with his wife anymore, huh?
They broke up a while ago.
I didn't realize.
They split up like a year ago. She just got divorced.
Sutton Foster did.
Yeah.
Who is she married to?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Who is she?
She's a Broadway star, Carson. She has won multiple Tonys. She is incredibly talented. She was also in TV shows called Bunheads and Younger.
Either way, good for them.
Good for Hugh for going for someone who's actually age appropriate, unlike so many Hollywood men like Leonardo DiCaprio.
2-1, question number 3. It is National Candy Corn Day, one of the greatest candies in the history of our country.
Oh, it's so weird that
I
you
did
like
not write
it.
That.
What are the three colors on a piece of candy corn?
So they're orange and they're yellow and they're white.
That is correct. I mean, they're fantastic candies, Dan.
Really?
Yes.
Nobody likes candy corn. They're table filler.
They're not. Why do you think they sell so many? People love them.
Who says they do?
Really? I'm going to look up the numbers. 3-2. Question number 4. Gavin Rossdale turns 59 today. He is the front man for the band Bush and also the ex of which singer? They have kids.
Gwen Stefani.
4-3. Question number 5. Jimmy Fallon is teaming up with Meghan Trainor, the Jonas Brothers, and Dolly Parton, plus some others for an NBC holiday special. Where in Massachusetts is Meghan Trainor from?
Nantucket?
Nantucket and the Cape, as a matter of fact. 5-3 is the final score. Great work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Almost as good as candy corn, but not quite. Emily, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening and playing, though. Excuse me. Sorry about that. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Emily from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, please welcome Jackie from Woburn.
Hey.
Hi.
The Woo, let's go.
I know. And a really another fun fact. My maiden name is Barrett.
Love it.
I love that.
It's kismet for you to win this $1,000.
I know. And I sure hope so. And I believe our boss Sal is, I was going to say he's driving in, but he's being driven in right now. So I know he's sitting in the back of that Rolls Royce listening to this game. Mm-hmm. So let's try and give away his money, okay, Jackie?
A top hat and a monocle.
I would love nothing more.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Kind of dresses like Mr.
Thank
Peanut.
You, good luck to you too.
All right, $1,000 is on the line. The 1K CBK, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Who played Jack Dawson in Titanic?
Oh my gosh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Kid Rock posted a video saying he's still friends with Eminem, and he credits people like Eminem and Taylor Swift for speaking their minds. Which city do Kid Rock and Eminem call home?
Oh my gosh, 8 Mile. Hold on. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, this is terrible. This is really bad. And I know this is wrong. I'm just going to say Detroit.
Question number 3. Which actress played Bella Swan on Twilight?
Oh my gosh. I have her face in my head. It is...
We need an what oh my gosh mean? Counter.
Right, right. Right.
I know. I say that all the time.
All right. Question number...
It is. Okay. I know who it is, but it's I can't.
Question number 4. Jennifer Lopez was spotted heading into a recording studio. Is that really what we need now? Not sure it is. Can you name three of her 4 ex-husbands?
Okay. Ben. Oh my, this is hard on the radio. My brain is gone.
That's all right.
Okay, one of them is Anthony or Tone. Oh my gosh.
Take
Anthony.
A deep breath. Collect yourself.
I know. He has a child with Mark Anthony. Or Mark, is it Anthony? Ben. Ooh, this is terrible that I can't remember what it. Oh my gosh. I know I said it again. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And question number 5.
People are going to call in and be like, she's terrible.
No, you are amazing, Jackie. You're doing fine. Question number 5. What is the name of the coffee shop in Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, that is so far ago.
Okay.
I can't remember that.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
The Oh My Gosh Cafe.
Oh My Gosh Cafe. I should have said that.
Oh, that could be my my favorite game of the week there, Kennedy.
Okay.
Jackie was a delight. Jackie got 2 out of 5.
All right.
Jeez. Okay.
But what a ride.
It was.
I always miss the good stuff.
OMG.
You do.
Well, I just say, oh my gosh, all the time because it's nerve-wracking on the radio. If I was in my car, I would have gotten.
All right, here we go. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Who played Jack Dawson in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Tied at 1. Kid Rock posted a video saying he's still friends with Eminem and he credits people like Eminem and Taylor Swift for speaking their minds. Which city do Kid Rock and Eminem call home?
Detroit.
That was a great guess, Jack. Question number 3. Which actress played Bella Swan in Twilight?
Kristen Stewart.
That's her.
I know. It's always so much easier after Kennedy says it.
Question number 4. Jennifer Lopez was spotted heading into a recording studio.
You do you, sis. You do you.
We could take a break. For a minute.
She needs something to keep her busy. You do you.
Can you name 3 of her 4 ex-husbands?
Sure. We've got Mark Anthony. We've got Ben Affleck. We've got Ben Affleck again. And we have Chris Judd. There's someone with the last name of Loa in there too, I think, but that's what I got.
Oh, Johnny Noah was the 4th one. Yes. Nice job, Kennedy.
Yeah, I couldn't remember Affleck. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it was Ben.
I think we all want to forget it, as do they.
You never forget the dumb king.
No, I love him to pieces, but I think we all want to forget the fact that, I think they both want to forget the fact that they were married. Like, you know, we're just moving on.
It's like Geely.
We're on it.
4-2, question number 5. What is the name of the coffee shop in Gilmore Girls?
Oh, I have no idea.
Luke's Diner is the correct answer. 4-2 is the final score. That was just fun.
All right.
Yeah. Really wanted to give away Sal's money this morning, Jackie. Unfortunately,
it
doesn't
have.
I know. I hate that. Well, we do it every morning at 9:45, so maybe you'll get back through at some point down the road, okay?
And I'll try it. I'll try to say, oh my gosh, I get it up.
No, you
it's
keep
fine.
Doing
you.
You.
No,
you do you. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jackie from Woburn, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.